Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 15th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning. Today, the message is prepared in our lodge here in Mahoney State Park near Lincoln, Nebraska. Today, I'll be doing all the reading since it really is my message today. I'm at the Steincross family reunion. And Steincross was my mother's maiden name, and it's a family that really has done a remarkable job of keeping close ties in spite of great distance. Today's message is titled, Generations, an interesting scripture text from Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4, that simply states, and is so easily observable, generations come and generations go. Well, as I mentioned, we're in Nebraska for our 33rd annual Steincross family reunion. Throughout my childhood, we gathered at my grandparents' house in tiny Harwood, Missouri. I don't remember calling it a reunion at that time. Following their deaths in the early 70s, their children established the annual family reunion. That would be my mother's generation, she along with five sisters and one brother. Well, Brooksine, interestingly, attended the very first one the summer before we were married. Now, only my Aunt Frances, the youngest Steincross child, my mother's youngest sister, remains from that generation. We'll celebrate her upcoming 85th birthday this Saturday evening. 14 of the 16 cousins, my grandparents' grandchildren, that is, my generation, are here. We are now all over 50, and of course there are many from the succeeding generations as they're expecting around 70 to be in attendance. If you were to go on a site today, you'd see a number of pictures, including one of Aunt Frances I took last night, who is a very dignified 85. Well, she's 84, but soon to turn 85. As well as a picture of the family, the Steincross family, taken in 1933 when my mom was just, what did I determine, 12 years old. Aunt Frances would have probably been about 9. Well, it's an interesting picture I found when I went through my mom's belongings after she passed away about 3 years ago. My mom is at the lower left of the photo, and she was the second youngest child. My Aunt Frances, the youngest, is on the front row on the right side. Well, as I mentioned, Mom was just 12 years old at the time the photo was taken in 1933. My grandpa was 51, which is about the same age I am now. He was a farmer and the president of the only bank in Harwood, Missouri. He was a vibrant, colorful man. As a young man, he traveled across the West on the rails and climbed Pikes Peak one night. On each birthday, well into his 80s, he rode a bicycle to assert his youth. I assume I get some of my personality traits from him, which I sure hope so. My grandmother, on the other hand, was a very quiet woman, but my spiritual heritage can be traced back to her and a little white frame church in that town. They had 65 years of marriage together, as I recall. Well, once again, our daily text states, generations come and generations go. A multi-generational family reunion especially underscores this. Thus, this last winter, my Uncle Jim, Aunt Frances' husband, passed away, and they had over 63 years of marriage. Of course, he is as special in our hearts this year. He never missed one reunion. Keep in mind, he was an in-law in all of the years we had reunions, including the last time I saw him at last year's reunion. Well, just 3 years ago, my mom went to her last reunion here on Earth, her last Steincross reunion. I sat across from my Aunt Frances last night and tried to glean information about my heritage, especially my grandmother's side, since she grew up in an area in Iowa, west of Des Moines, where we had passed through on the way here. My grandmother would have been the daughter of a pioneer, as best as I can determine. And I also understand she was Pennsylvania Dutch, which means her parents, that being my great-grandparents, may have come from the area I now live in, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. There's a popular ad series that has the line, life comes at you fast. Actually, looking at the photo I have on the site today, sure underscores that life not only comes at you fast, but really goes by very fast as well. We all need to regularly examine ourselves and do a thorough check to see how we are living our lives. Almost certainly, generations come and generations go. The question we should all consider is, how am I living today in light of eternity? Well, Brooksine wrote the prayer today. I'm going to share the prayer together. She's here with me, but we felt today I would read the message since it really involves my family. But this is a prayer that all of us can pray. In fact, I hope you can find pertinence in the message. Even though it is about me and my family, I hope you can consider your generation. Let's pray together. Lord, in the looking glass of your word, may the choices I make this day honor you and also honor my family name. I choose a good name above riches, prestige, or fame. I pray that I would reflect the good character that comes from following Christ to my present generation, and it would be passed on to the generations that follow for the glory and honor of your holy name. Amen. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we've prepared for Friday, August 15th, 2008. It'll be up throughout the weekend as well, of course. We prepare these messages each weekday morning. We do have a number of other photos on the site today that I took yesterday, a couple of family-type photos, as well as a couple of nature photos on these beautiful grounds. I guess it surprised me, this part of Nebraska, how beautiful it was. It is. And today we'll have a busy day throughout the weekend, in fact. I do expect to get a message out Monday morning, probably not Tuesday. We'll have a long travel day Tuesday, but we'll travel Sunday to near the Davenport, Iowa area, and then all the way across northern Illinois and northern Indiana into the Toledo area in Ohio. And I have a couple folks I may be seeing on that part of the trip, and then on home Tuesday morning. We also have a song today we recommend that I think gets the message. It was actually sung at our wedding, and it remains such a powerful song. It's called My Tribute. Originally by Andre Crouch, this is a choir from Europe that sings it so beautifully. If you care to go to that, you can just go to the site, dailyencouragement.net, today's message, August 15th, 2008. And below the photos today, there will be a picture of that. Excuse me, there will be a link to that song. Well, thank you for joining us, and may you be blessed today and consider the great joy of serving, living for Christ in your generation.